Shreg.
What's up?
Instead of you doing the intro, I'm going to just get straight into it.
So to the point today.
I know, today we are.
But we have listeners who like the fact that we have this little conversation at the start, right?
Yeah.
Well, there we go, we just did it.
So we had the conversation, yeah. And we talk about mindless, aimless stuff. No, actually, we don't talk about mindless stuff today.
I mean, take an example. We didn't discuss Game of Thrones.
No. And I'm still getting my head around that.
Yeah, but we didn't discuss it at all.
No, we haven't.
We haven't said a word.
I know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's I was upset. I'm wondering if Irish will have another series going west of Westeros. I think that should happen.
We're allowed to give spoilers out now, right? There are three prequels coming. Not one, not two, but three.
Three? Why are there three?
I'm not sure what the third one is, but one is... Because the show starts... Robert's Rebellion is already over. Everything's already settled. Robert's already king. So they're doing one around that. They're doing one around that's even further back. So I think they're doing one focused around the Night King.
Yes, and how the Night King started because
which
of those,
is why they didn't
those
discuss
tree
anything,
people.
Children of the Forest.
Children of the Forest. See, I knew it was trees.
The tree people. So there's the one. And then I can't remember what the third one is, but the third one is, I think, something very historical.
They should have one with Arya going west of Westeros and Gendry's in the ship. And he's actually gone there to be with his love. Aww.
Can you imagine the scene? Like, you know, Arya's like on the boat and she goes down, opens this dungeon and he's just there like tied up in the corner.
Yeah, I think that should be the next.
But that's only possible if George R. R. Martin actually finishes the series first before he can start writing like...
No, he's starting a video game. He's doing something.
Yeah, he's doing something else instead. It's crazy.
Anyway, should we talk about things to do with decluttering and organizing?
I think, you know, it's time we did an episode that we just didn't talk about decluttering for once.
So what are we going to talk about?
I don't know, Game of Thrones or TV or something. We just do one like that's just different.
Just random.
Yeah, just one episode dedicated to the fans of banter.
I'm sure people will like that, yes. They'll be like, wow, we were allowed to listen about how to organize something, but no, we're going to listen to a TV show that stopped.
No, I don't mean we have to do it only about Game of Thrones. I just mean we can do it about general conversation.
All the Netflix programs that are on. So many good things.
But there's a topic, right? Like, how do you clear your watch list?
Oh, you can't. It's a nightmare. I'm trying so much to declutter my Netflix list. It keeps on saying continue watching, and I'm like, I don't want to watch it. That's why I stopped watching it.
That's the one thing that annoys me about Netflix. I know it's intentional because they don't want to give you this option. But, they, you know, you watch something, you watch an episode of it, and then you realize, I don't really want to watch this. But now it stays in that continue list because you have no way of saying, remove this from my list.
What I found the trick with is with movies because they've got a lot of Adam Sandler movies.
The movies are fine because you can go to the end of it.
Yeah, you can fast forward to...
Yeah, but with the show, you can't do that for every episode.
No, it's really bad. And also I'm finding, like, say, Chef's Table, I finish watching it and I watch every single episode, but it still has got some glitch on it. So it keeps on telling me I haven't watched one episode. And even if I fast forward to it to try and remove the whole thing from the list, I've even said remove it from my list and it's still not getting decluttered. So Netflix has to do something about that because it's driving me insane.
I've seen it happen to shows that I have watched ages ago, not gone back to, and they were at the end of the list. And then randomly they show up in the beginning. And I'm just like, oh, guys, come on. Like, I don't want to. But and you know, the other equally irritating thing that they do is that they keep reorganizing the order in which those lists show up.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So you'll have my list will be the first thing one day and the continue watching will be next. Yeah. And then the suggested ones. And then one day it'll be suggested and continue watching. And my list will be all the way at the bottom. And the day you go in to be like, I want to continue watching something. Where's my continue list gone? And just to make you scroll through their catalog.
I know, it's so irritating. And like the things they come up with suggested, because I went to my friend's house and she gets different suggested things from what I get because she likes home improvement shows. I like lots of food shows and comedy. And she didn't get them, a lot of the comedy stuff. She was like, oh, I've never watched this. And I was looking at hers and going, I haven't watched these things. And there's no, it's really difficult to find them unless you remember the name of it.
On a side note, the bigger problem now is that the next 2 years is going to be a pain with regards to all of this stuff because everybody's launching a subscription service and everybody's getting very territorial about it.
Yeah, Disney is opening theirs. Disney one will be very successful. Yes.
Because what's going to happen is it's going to take a couple of years and things are going to start to consolidate. And then we'll be happier again. Yeah. But consumers are going to have a very tough time because how do you pick with subscription service? And then you have the clutter of the subscription services because now you are subscribed to multiple things. And that's not only the cost thing, but also like which one to open, which one to watch and stuff. Yeah.
Well, there's already the problem with the apps. I have Apple TV, so the amount of apps that there, and I delete the apps. And it's the same. And if you download certain apps on your phone and your computer, they then automatically sync onto my Apple TV. Yeah, there's so many apps out there. So, I mean, as soon as I stopped with Prime, I deleted it because I don't want to use it. And I just hadn't even realized for 3 months of buying, I'd got Prime for delivery of stuff from America to here and not thought about the fact that Prime means I get the Prime TV channel. And then somebody pointed, I think maybe you pointed it out to me, and I went, oh my God, yes, okay, so let me download it and see. And then I started watching it, and just the usability for me was not nice. I didn't like this. And I, actually, even Amazon, the website now is just a mess. It's just a cluttered mess now. It doesn't look very nice. When it came to renewing, I canceled it and went, all right, finally, I have to get Netflix. Everybody's been talking about Netflix for years. I have to finally get it. So I got it. And I do like it, except for this mess with my, you know, the whole my list, continue watching. It should be my list at the top, you know, and it shouldn't. And, but I do like some of the suggestions that come up.
I mean, the My List feature in on Netflix, for example, is, okay, it says you've had a bug issue with it as well, but okay, you could turn it off and on. You could be like, I want this to be in my list, I'm going to take it out, and you have to sit and declutter it as you would do anything else. But with the continue watching stuff in it, there's no control of it. So if I watch something, like I said, you watch a 5-season show and you watch one episode, you're not going to sit through and like next all
no,
the way through.
Exactly.
It's not realistic, and it's going to create so much chaos and so much clutter, digital clutter. As time passes, most of the cable channels in the US have all decided to take their own routes. So you have CBS has its own thing, and NBC has its own thing, and everybody's got their own thing.
It's not going to work after a while. They'll have to consolidate.
But the problem is that until they do, because there's going to be this whole, like, now it's going to be this territory tussle of, like, everybody's going to try and fight for the customer and do all these things. So, I mean, having said all this and having said this is the big problem that we're all facing today, do you have any tips? How do we go about solving this?
So for now, just decide, like I did, that I didn't want to have a certain streaming service. I got rid of it. I deleted the app, and do that with all your apps. So just, you know, from your TV or from your Apple TV or whatever you use, to remove the ones that you don't need and just have the ones that you do, and check every so often. And also make an entry in your calendar for when the renewal dates are for these as well, because otherwise you just keep on paying the renewal if you do a yearly subscription and pay for something that you don't use. So make sure you check what services you have, and especially as more of these come, like you've said, that you have to start thinking about whether you want all of them, and if you can cancel them without getting a penalty or paying the the subscription fee again. So that's the main thing to think about with these.
Within a service, is there anything?
The ones, once you've seen it and you've done it and you don't, the series is no longer exists, or it's something that you don't want to watch anymore, just, you know, click on the remove from my list or remove from my favorites. But that's about it really for now. Until they make it a bit easier to use and a bit less cluttered, we're stuck with how the system is. But maybe they'll hear this and listen to us.
Yeah, let's hope so. And if you listeners have any thoughts and suggestions on how you go about clearing out this amazing digital clutter, you know, give us a shout.
Yes.
I'd love to hear what you guys are doing.
It'd be very interesting to hear.
Well, okay, that's it for us for this week.
Bye.